I'll be switching my computer soon, okay, Nikki?
Okay, we're live now, so thank you guys so much for joining the first episode in which we're going to be talking about the new rules for YouTube 2020. So what do you guys think of the new rules that YouTube is putting in place for 2020?
Terrible.
Agreed.
Yeah, they suck.
Getting
all out of, it's just annoying. It's like getting out of the
It is very bad from what I've seen. It's basically, there's a lot to talk about with it. But what is one of the most annoying rules that you guys have seen so far that has been a problem, that you guys think will be a problem?
And fumble.
Did anybody hear me?
That was just me dropping my phone.
I mean,
I'll ask again. Which rule do you guys think will be most problematic that you guys know of?
Probably the whole child protection one. I just love how YouTube decides to, they just have to get in trouble. And then
I got my chargers.
People are creating the content are the problem when we're not.
Right. But did you guys know that the new rule that is being in place in that is actual federal law that YouTube has not had in place since, it's begun?
Yep.
So I understand that YouTube is wanting to put that in place, but just the backlash from it, I don't have a problem with that rule in general, but it's the backlash that's going to affect so many channels. Anywhere from from channel termination up. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I was just asking the same thing.
Could we not do whatever that is, please?
I just got home, sorry.
Please and thank you. Anyway, so it goes anywhere from... Good Lord.
This is my garage. I can't get in. I don't have a key.
Okay, we're muting Killer for a moment until he is able to come back to us. So, we'll check back with him in a few minutes until he gets situated. Anyway, it is anywhere from termination of channel up to a $34,000 fine if you don't place your channel correctly, whether it's kid-friendly content or if it's more adult content. Were you guys aware of that?
Yeah.
So,
I saw that, yeah.
So I don't know what is... I know for a lot of people, can't afford a $34,000 fine. And it would be better for most people to just have their channel terminated. I mean, unless it is, you know, you have a million subscribers and you can actually pay a $34,000 fine.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
That's just ridiculous. You're a lot of fun. Oh, Evan. Really? How you doing, dude?
Is Killer good?
I have no idea, but it sounds like llamas eating in my ear.
Yeah, kind of does.
Okay.
What the hell is that? As I was trying to say, or whatever that was, I just think $34,000, that is way too much.
Yeah, I agree. That is way, way too much.
I mean, Jesus. I don't know if you make like $400 or $500 a month, that ain't even going to help it.
Yeah, that would ruin somebody's life if they got that fine. And if they can't pay for it, that would completely ruin them.
And that's
even if they like put their channel as kid friendly on accident, they're pretty much gone and done for.
And that's the thing too, is their rules didn't really state what they consider child friendly and what they don't, because it states right in their rules that depending on what country you're from, different countries have different levels of, or not levels, different ages of which what they consider a child and what they don't. Like here in the United States, it's considered 13 and under is what can be considered a child. But, you know, over, I know over in the UK, they consider anybody 16 or over as an adult.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
It's very problematic because let's say you have somebody watching in the UK. And they are...
Sorry about that, Nikki.
That's okay.
Good.
And they are... let me unmute you. Now. Doop-a-doop-doop. There you go. We just can't have all that noisy whatever the hell was happening back there.
It was my garage door.
That sounded like a pack of llamas.
It did sound very, very weird.
It sounded like eating ASMR, like, right in the headphones.
Yeah, and we're not about that ASMR right now.
On, so I couldn't hear you guys at all.
But anyway, like, you just don't know what YouTube is going to flag and what, because, like, let's just make this up, in Siberia, the age of a child is 14. 14 and under, they consider the age of a child. Well, in the United States, they consider 13 or under the age of a child. So let's say that you put your content as not family friendly and, or, you know, like that, and, you know, that 14 or under who is a child watches it. You know, are you going to get fined for that? Because even though in your place of origin, where you guys are at, if you put that as, you know, not child friendly, but a child watches it, even though they are considered, you know, it's just, there's so much room for mistakes.
There is. There's a lot of room for error. And it's, like, if somebody gets, I can't talk, but you know what I mean.
Neither can I.
I know that. I'm half Irish, so I'm barely talkable.
But you guys see that there's enough room for trial and error here.
Yeah.
And who's yeah, we can hear you, Link. Welcome.
I need to open a window or something. I'm so hot.
Who's not to say that it's not going to be ran by a bot? You know, what if a bot comes across it, and let's say that it's a video game. Let's say that it's Cuphead, which is largely directed towards a lot of children, because my son likes Cuphead as well. You know, they've got children's toys of it, yada, yada, yada. Well, let's say you're like Markiplier and you play Cuphead and you know, obviously Markiplier is not for children, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But because the bot recognizes it as obvious. Cuphead, you know, it's going to flag Markiplier's channel for adding it as not family friendly when, you know, the bot may think that it's family friendly because it's Cuphead. You know, what's going to happen with channels then?
They get screwed over.
Exactly.
That sounds like a
Marvel battle. Gizmo, what are you doing? Get out of my drawer! What
the heck? This is a wonderful first episode. I love this.
Sorry, my cat just jumped into my dresser.
I fell.
This is just chaos right now.
This is absolute chaos. I hope everybody is enjoying this.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, aside from the termination of a channel up to a $34,000 fine, family-friendly content creators are going to take a 90% pay cut. Were you guys aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, due to the fact that family-friendly content, basically YouTube is going to pick and choose what ads are family-friendly and what ads are going to be allowed on the videos. A lot of ads are going to be restricted from the family-friendly content videos, and it's going to be very low-paying ads. That's what's going to be put on the family-friendly content creators.
Actually, for me, family-friendly content is something that...
I have no...
Like, no swearing or something like that.
Yeah, family-friendly contents, no swearing. a lot of the family-friendly content is, like, these vloggers who, you know, vlog with their children, or these educational YouTubers. That's basically what the family-friendly content is going to target, is YouTubers like that.
Well, I don't think that Markiplier's channel will be deleted because he swears too much.
Well, no, I was just...
he doesn't have a profile right now. He does not have a profile.
I was just using that as an example, like... like, you know, a bot could recognize Markiplier's content as, you know, family-friendly content because he might be playing a game as Cuphead, which is directed towards children. He flags it wrong, the bot flags it wrong, and then his channel gets a strike. There's a lot of gray area for this.
Wait, how do you know when your channel has strikes?
You'll get an email from YouTube, and you'll also get on your video page saying that you've got strikes.
Oh. I may have billions of strikes already.
Well, let's hope that's not the case, because three strikes and you're out, buckaroo.
Yeah. I tried to get a camera angle so I could take a profile picture.
So anyway, back on topic, because we're supposed to be staying on topic. What are you trying to say, Dark?
I didn't... I
can't figure out how to the link for my channel. I have no clue what I'm doing, but let's get back on the subject.
But last thing I want to talk about, guys, is, were you guys aware of the direct termination of channels that aren't going to make YouTube appropriate revenue?
That's the only thing I haven't heard about.
So, apparently, with their rules that are coming in 2020, YouTube will be able to, and there have been multiple news articles that have covered this, you guys can Google it and see for yourselves, that apparently YouTube will be allowed, without hesitation, without actually telling you, without informing you, they can do it, Thanos snap, delete your channel if they do not think that you are making them appropriate revenue. So, like, for example, if you guys... Twitch does basically the same thing, but Twitch does not delete your channel. Twitch will just take away your monetization. If you are not making $100 a year in revenue, Twitch will take away your, basically, your AdSense or whatever. You know, no big deal. Your channel's still there. You can then, you know, try and go back in and get it, you know, remonetized and whatnot. But YouTube will be allowed to just go in, delete your channel if you're not making an appropriate revenue for their channel. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Sorry, I just tried to get a profile picture. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's just bull. It's bull. It's complete bull.
And they're
stupid.
The thing is how do we know? How do we know what's going to be appropriate revenue? Is YouTube going to tell us how much we should be making a year, a month, a week, a day? You know, like, how is this going to play into effect? Because there's not really a whole lot on it. It's just in their rules that they will be able to direct terminate the channels that don't make YouTube appropriate revenue.
Okay, Mom, where do you put my controller
stuff? Dude. Hey, hell, I've been doing YouTube for a while and I haven't made a buck.
Exactly, and is that going to affect YouTubers who, like, if you can't get monetized within a certain amount of time and start making revenue, are they going to delete those channels as well? I mean, this isn't going to affect just channels that don't make money. This is going to affect channels that do make money, because if they're deleting channels, if they're terminating channels that are, like, subscribed to other channels, everybody's going to be affected by this. It's not just going to be people who don't make money for YouTube. It's going to be literally everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't think YouTube has really thought that through.
Nope.
They have not.
So anyway, that's all I basically had to say, all I had to cover. Do you guys have anything to add?
I don't think I do.
You don't think you do? What about you, Dark King?
Nope.
Nope. I basically covered everything. Everything's good.
Yep.
Don't have anything for the viewers or listeners. Okay, then. Okie dokie.
If I say anything, it's just gonna get awkward.
This was great. I love this. This is such a good idea.
Hey, Bells, give me back my mask. God dang it.
Hope everybody else listening enjoyed. If you guys have any questions, let me know in the comment section down below, or if you guys are listening to this on podcast. I think you guys can make questions. I'm not for sure. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks to our guests who were here, Killer Creeper, Dark Nightmare, and Dark King. We had some others in here earlier, but they went ahead and left because it's awkward as hell to do this first episode. You know, there's going to be some flops in it. But anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys so much for listening. The llama that was back there. And we will see you guys in the next episode, in the next video. Bye-bye.